I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend will culminate National Fishing and Boating Week in the United States, and West Virginia will culminate it with a celebration of its own. We'll talk about that more right after this. The West Virginia DNR has a mission to protect wildlife for the use and enjoyment of all state citizens. They work hard to manage the resources wisely, restoring miles of acid streams, maintaining wildlife populations, and protecting their habitat. They work hard to provide opportunities for you to enjoy them with development and maintenance of public fishing and hunting areas or watchable wildlife sites. West Virginians are wild about nature. 75% participate in wildlife-related activities. Woods, water, and wildlife. They're wild, they're yours, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. This weekend wraps up National Fishing and Boating Week, and as always, West Virginia will offer two free fishing days. Saturday and Sunday, you will not be required to have a license to fish in any West Virginia public water. Brett Preston is the chief of warm water fisheries for the DNR.
The major focus for National Fishing and Boating Week here in West Virginia from June 4th through 11th is the culmination of that is the free fishing days on June 11th and 12th. That Saturday and Sunday, as you indicated, that you can, residents and non-residents alike, can come and take opportunities to enjoy fishing in the Mountain State. And we encourage folks who haven't tried fishing for a while or who are new to the sport to take their families out and enjoy a day or two of fishing.
Another focus of the event, to introduce more children to the fishing activities. Brett says there are two excellent opportunities to do that, one in the north, one in the south.
Our agency helps co-sponsor a couple of youth fishing events every year during that time frame, and two of the larger ones are at Bowdoin during the Bowdoin Fishing Derby on that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a pretty large youth fishing derby again down at Little Beaver State Park down in Raleigh County. And again, that's at Little Beaver Lake. That's a really popular. Both of those are very popular.
Volunteers and DNR staff members go out of their way to make them very special activities.
They just do a fantastic job of introducing some kids to fishing who have never fished before.
Now, you don't have to be at an organized event. Take your children on your own and make a day of it on some water you've found yourself. But of utmost importance, if they lose interest in the fishing, that's okay.
That is okay. You're exactly right. The important thing is to get them out. And, you know, you might be out for a total of 2 hours, but an hour and a half of that might be playing on the playground next to one of the ponds or
yeah,
catching crayfish and not fish.
All of it will make memories that will last a lifetime.
You know, whether it's 15 minutes or 30 minutes of fishing, that still has an impact.
Remember, free fishing days this Saturday and Sunday at all West Virginia public waters. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.